Among the glitz and glamour and shiny metal and chrome on the auto show floor at Kobo Center this year, it's easy to forget how close the U.S. auto industry came to complete collapse.
When I was here in 2008, even 2009, there was just a sense of depression, frankly, and fear because we weren't sure what was going to happen.
It ain't about to be crazy.
This was Kobo Center in 2009 when General Motors and Chrysler, two of the big three U.S. automakers, were on the verge of bankruptcy because of an economic downturn that forced many Americans to skip new vehicle purchases. Assembly lines halted, and thousands of workers like Frank Warren were laid off.
The event that led to my latest round of layoffs was a bunch of bad decisions being made by a bunch of executives overpaid themselves. That's what led to where I'm at today. We had no idea as workers that we were on the verge of bankruptcy.
The plan to stop the meltdown was for the U.S. government to finance loans to the struggling U.S. automakers.
All we're asking for is some help here, and they call it a bailout. They're not bailing anybody out. It's a loan.
They basically came in as if they were a giant hedge fund and said, we're going to let you borrow some money on our bankruptcy terms, and that will be enough to fund your restructuring, and then you can implement your own plan.
The plan had its detractors.
No amount of government stimulation is going to ever get us back on our feet.
Right, impeach Obama!
The loans were a risky move for President Obama.
Had that disappeared, and with the loans, it would have been catastrophic for him. He may not have been able to survive a re-election.
Thank you for protecting American jobs!
Government assistance saved Matt Slade's job at General Motors.
They kept thousands of people, especially in Michigan and the Metro Detroit area, working. It's not the perfect scenario. However, it did save our industry.
Fast forward to 2015.
We're coming off of the best sales year ever for American vehicles, ever, in 2015. So I would say we're totally back.
University of Michigan law professor John Pato specializes in bankruptcy law. He says President Obama deserves some credit for saving the U.S. auto industry.
President Bush started it, and President Obama took it and ran with it. And I do think they get credit because I think there was a very significant possibility. Certainly some people were advising that you should just let the car companies fail and let them go their own way.
Today, the auto industry is much more lean. The restructuring led to the elimination of several brands, such as GM's Pontiac and Hummer. Those that remain are now the showpieces of more advanced, marketable automotive technology.
I think the auto industry saved itself. I think innovation, I think technology, I think looking at the bigger picture, what consumers are going to want down the road, are really the true driving factor behind what has saved the auto industry.
An industry that saw sales of more than 17 million new vehicles in the U.S. in 2015, with analysts predicting even stronger sales in 2016. Kane Fairbaum, VOA News, Detroit.